Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is just going to be one verse. This is Psalm 25, verse 14, which says this: "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He makes known to them His covenant." Josie often says that feminists should be the biggest supporter of women having babies anywhere, because fertility is one of the things that makes a woman, is the ability to bear children. It's a beautiful thing. Let's just, take away God out of the picture. This is how we sustain the human race, is through the birth of children. And women are uniquely suited for this invaluable task. And yet, feminists are often the one who are pushing for less babies, that women shouldn't be treated different because they can have babies, that women shouldn't have to be forced to have children. It seems like an appreciation for part of what makes a woman, but not all of it. In the same way, when we say that we love God, and yet we don't listen to the things that He says, we don't obey the commands He gives, we're saying we love part of God, but not all of Him. Our verse today says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him." Now, there's no other friendship that we have where we would say friendship means being obedient to everything they say. But that's because none of us are friends with a king. We're not friends with anyone who has absolute authority like our God does. And so to say we love God, but we don't want to do the things that He tells us to do, is saying we love that He's our Father, we love that He's our friend, we might love that He's our Savior, but we don't really love that He's our Lord. We don't really love that He is our King, which is not loving God for who He is. Now, this is an Old Testament verse. We might say that, very often we see different emphases in the Old Testament than we do in the New. But a very famous verse from John 14, Jesus talking to His disciples says, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." This is, again, friendship is for those who obey God, who listen to the things that He says. Fear of the Lord, obedience to the Lord. We might say, like John does in 1 John, certainly perfect love casts out all fear. But that's talking about a different kind of fear. This is a fear of judgment, fear of death, fear of others' disapproval. All of those things will leave us. We don't need to fear failure. We don't need to fear our inadequacies. Those who fear the Lord can walk in wisdom, can walk in strength, because He is their God. And what does God say He's going to do in our passage in Psalm 25? It says, "And He makes known to them," those who fear Him, "His covenant." On Sunday nights, we're going through the book of Luke. We're towards the very end when Jesus finally appears to His disciples. And He's trying to explain to them that the Scriptures say that it was necessary that He should die, suffer, and then be raised again. And it says an interesting thing. It says He opens their minds to understand the Scriptures. It means that previously their minds were closed, and that through a relationship with Jesus, their minds were opened to really understand the Scriptures as they are, what they truly say. And we see something similar here in Psalm 25, "And He makes known to them His covenant." Spiritual truths are discerned through the organ of obedience, not through primarily our intellect, our ability to understand difficult things. We will be led to truth to the extent that we walk in obedience to who God is. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Do you want to grow in your friendship with God? Do you want to have a deeper relationship with Jesus? Then certainly we want to do all the things. We talk to Him in prayer. We read His Word. We spend time at the church. But we also must do what He says. We fear Him. We obey Him. We keep His commands. And as we do, we will grow in a deeper relationship with our Father, our friend, our Savior, and yes, our Lord. God, we thank You for Your Word and the wisdom that it gives us. The gift You've given us of Psalm 119 that just compels us to see how beautiful, how valuable Your Word is, that it is sweeter than honey, more valuable than gold. God, may we believe that, may we live that, may we trust that. May we spend time on Your Word, and may we do what it says. that we might experience a deeper relationship with you. For your glory and our good, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.